Hey guys, welcome back to Real Fiends. This is Dave. In this segment, I know I'm a little late on this, but I want to talk about Black Panther. Saw it a bit back, pretty much when it first came out. I want to touch on Avengers Infinity War, what I feel about the upcoming movie. And I believe there's two movies coming out, you know, two Infinity War flicks. And I want to touch on Black Mirror on Netflix, which I thought was pretty phenomenal. So let's get to it, guys. I also want to say, excuse the background noise. I'm on the road right now. I'm doing a mobile podcast. I'm actually headed to New York and there's traffic. You may hear like a little background noise, but I don't think it'll be too bad. So I figured I'll get one in. But anyway, let's do it, guys. So Black Panther, right off the bat, I enjoyed it. You know, I really liked the movie. Did I find it to be the best Marvel movie to date? No, I don't think it was the best Marvel movie. I think everybody got caught up in the hype, and anything that's new is the best. I mean, that's life. That's how things work. You know, it goes with sports. If you have a basketball player killing it in present day, he's the greatest ever. You know, it happens with like, you know, boxing, MMA, sneakers, like you name it. Anything new is the best. And it's no different, you know, with movies. Was Black Panther phenomenal, fucking awesome? Hell yes. Black Panther fucking rocked. I mean, the movie was very entertaining, very well done. Was it perfect? No, absolutely not. It wasn't perfect. I'm going to get into a few things. I think I am going to get into spoilers. I'm not going to go too crazy with it. But I'm just going to grade it right away. Get that letter grade out the way. I'm going to give Black Panther, and I did a written review. I totally forgot the letter grade I gave it for the written review. But I'm going to give Black Panther, in hindsight, thinking about it, a B, possibly a B plus. I mean, it was damn solid. And I'm very, very happy that the movie did amazing. Very, very happy the movie, you know, did so well financially. It had to do well, man. I'm all about diversity. And I'm just happy that the Black community got, you know, a superhero, you know, of their own, for their own. You know what I mean? Like where you look on screen and the leading role is a Black actor, Black superhero. The last time he had that was Blade. You know, if I'm not mistaken. And I actually liked Blade more than I liked Black Panther. I thought it was just like a more badass movie, more entertaining to me. I just thought Blade 1 was badass. Like Wesley killed it. And Blade is a movie that really started the success in like superhero Marvel films. But anyway, you know, I'm not trying to be controversial or ruffle feathers. You know, hopefully nobody takes my comments in any kind of bad way. But, you know, it's a Black leading role film, you know, for Black people, African Americans. And it's fucking awesome that the movie did so well. We need that. Like, we need Asian leads. We need Hispanic leads, you know? The one thing that I kind of didn't like in the aftermath of this movie was this weird, you know, separation, weird racial thing that was going on, you know, surrounding the movie, like a us versus them type deal. And I don't like that, man. Like everything doesn't have to be like some, you know, like a racial thing, you know. It's a fun, innocent Marvel movie. There was some lines in the movie that were like hard hitting, specifically by Killmonger, and they were deep and they make you think, and I understand the importance of it and the lines and everything. I'm just all about, you know, equality, harmony, you know, happiness on a personal level. I mean, that's what I'm all about. So when I see like a separation amongst people, and I'm not trying to make this into like a deep thing, I know it's a movie podcast, but I just don't like it because it doesn't really have to go there that hard, you know? I mean, maybe it's me that I was the only one seeing that, but I felt it was a little unnecessary, a little much, you know, and I don't like people being separated, you know? I feel like everybody should be just in harmony, accepting each other. I don't like the us versus them mentality. It makes me sick, you know? I'm so against racism, it's not even funny. But anyway, continuing back to the movie, it is a movie podcast. I'm sorry about getting all deep. Yes, I'm very happy that it did so well. It made a great statement. And I'm looking forward to Black Panther 2, Black Panther 3, because I imagine that they're going to do, you know, a trilogy. They'll be smart if they did that. But let me get into some of the likes and dislikes of the movie. The story was great. I thought Michael B. Jordan did a fantastic job. I never was like a big fan of him, but he grew on me when I saw him in Fruitvale Station. You know, that movie kind of sold me on him. I'm like, oh man, like damn, he's a pretty good actor. And I feel like he did kill it as Killmonger. He was powerful, had a presence on screen. Dude got swole. Like, he got jazzed to play Killmonger. That was crazy, man. Props to Michael B. Jordan for putting in the work on all levels. He was just a great character. He really was. Chadwick Boseman, I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing his name. I'll just stick with Chadwick. He did excellent. I felt he had a more of a impactful, powerful presence in Civil War. Like, the Black Panther that came out in Civil War made you say, holy shit. Like, who the fuck is this guy? Like, he was just badass. His costume looked a little cooler to me. It was a sleeker, darker, with the silver accents. You know, to me, he was a little more filled out physically, a little more imposing of a presence. And I just thought he had an overall better presence in Civil War. But that's just my opinion. He still did a great job in Black Panther. What else stood out in the movie is really good. I appreciated the special effects. I didn't think that there were top-notch 10. I thought for the most part they were really good. Some parts looked a little cartoony, a little rubbery, but you know, whatever. It is what it is. Specifically, like when Black Panther and Killmonger were fighting and they were falling like towards the end, and it looked a little cartoony. But you know, nothing's perfect in life. But overall, the effects are pretty good. I don't really have a lot of gripes about the movie. I really don't. I thought it was well done. I liked it. I mean, would I own Black Panther? Fuck yes, I own it. Hell yes, I would own Black Panther, without a doubt. Was it worth the ticket? Yes, it was, absolutely. Would I have recommended it to anybody to see it in the theaters? Yep, absolutely. So, two thumbs up for me. I say B+, you know, that's my grade for it. Go check it out, guys, if you haven't seen it, if you're lucky enough to see it in a theater. If not, and you're a superhero Marvel fan, I would say just buy it. You're gonna like it. Moving on, let's talk about Avengers Infinity War. So I'm super excited for this movie. I believe it comes out on the 26th of April. Yeah, right around the corner, is right there. There's a lot of speculation with the movie. Looking at Thanos, Thanos looks okay. He looks okay. He looks a little fake. His face looks a little suspect, the CGI, but it's not terrible. As many of you know, Marvel Disney acquired the rights back to Fantastic Four and X-Men. I'm sipping my coffee here. So that's exciting because, you know, we want to see the X-Men done right. Because the Fox X-Men's, the X movies, they fucking suck. Let's just be real. They suck. They're cheesy. They're corny. Like, this, they're just not done well. Minus the acting by Hugh Jackman. I love Michael Fassbender as Magneto. Of course, I almost called him John Picard. Sir Patrick Stewart as Charles Xavier, of course, phenomenal, great casting. But the movies just were, they were just so hokey, man. It was so bad, so poorly done for the most part. You know, just like the Fantastic Four films, which were abysmal. You know, how are you, one of the main gripes I have of Fantastic Four is like, how are you going to take one of the most iconic villains of all time, Dr. Doom, and fucking ruin Dr. Doom? Dr. Doom looked like crumbled up bubblegum wrapper. Like, he looks so fucking terrible. Like, his design in the newer Fantastic Four film with Michael B. Jordan, he looks so bad. He looked like shit. The previous Fantastic Four films, the actor that was in Nip Tuck who played Christian, I actually liked that actor a lot. I thought that was great casting for Dr. Doom. I just thought the direction was really bad for him. You know, he was just poorly represented in the films. And it's a shame because Dr. Doom, he's probably my favorite villain in Marvel. And he's like, when Dr. Doom shows up, shit has hit the fan. Like, I mean, it's like Thanos levels. Like, Dr. Doom has had cosmic powers. He's been a god in the comics. He's, anytime he appears, it takes a whole team of people to stop him. I mean, like, he is, like, serious. And his portrayal was just sad. He's one of the most brilliant minds in Marvel. You know, heavy hitter, powerhouse. And it's just, it was so disrespectful, like, how they portrayed Dr. Doom. But that was one of the main problems with the Fantastic Four films, amongst other things. It's just sad because Fantastic Four, they're pretty awesome. But now that Marvel Disney acquired the rights, let's see what happens. They're probably going to, you know, reboot Fantastic Four, reboot X-Men. You know, it's exciting to possibly have a new Logan cast, which I would love to see Jackman back in one of the Infinity Wars, or mixing it up with the X-Men, with the Avengers. You know, that's a dream. I really do hope that at least in the second Infinity War film, Jackman, by some miracle, they throw him a boatload of fucking money, he comes back. I mean, wouldn't that be amazing? I think it would be amazing. He was born for the role, you know? He is Wolverine. But back to Infinity War. Yeah, I'm excited about it. There's a lot of speculation of who's going to die in the movies. I think for sure Robert Downey Jr. is going to die, his character Iron Man. I think he's going to be taken out. I don't know if it's going to be in the first movie or the second movie. Probably the first movie, because Robert Downey, he's getting older. I think he's getting a little tired of the role. He said he was open to a fourth Iron Man, which I'm down for, because the Iron Man 2 and 3 were kind of like, eh. One was just like amazing, one of the best Marvel flicks. I would love to see Iron Man 4 done well. Maybe they could bring in the real Mandarin, you know? That was a fucking crime right there. And Iron Man 3, how they disrespected Mandarin's character by fooling everybody. And it sucks because they had, I think his name is Ben Kingsley. He's a fucking amazing actor. Like, he is absolutely amazing. What a waste of talent not actually making him the real Mandarin. So, you know, Mandarin's one of Iron Man's greatest foes. He may be the greatest. So it'll be cool to have Mandarin in Iron Man 4. Or Fing Fang Foom. I think that's the name of the dragon. That's another villain. It's like a giant robot dragon, like an alien, if I'm not mistaken. That would be pretty epic. Kind of hard to pull off, a lot of CGI, but would be epic if they could have it. But yeah, I think Robert Downey's pretty much done. I think he's done. He's tired. He's been playing Iron Man for a long time, since 2008. I can't really blame him. And he will always be the one and only Iron Man. I don't know who they're going to get to fill them shoes, but Robert Downey is just Iron Man, the same way Harrison Ford is just Indiana Jones. You know, it is what it is. Some people, you know, they're born for roles, and that's that. So, but yeah, I'm excited for the movie. If you know the storyline in the comics, I imagine they're going to loosely follow what happened in the comics. And a lot of heroes are going to get decimated. You know, the five gems on the gauntlet, it's, you're omnipotent. I mean, what can you do against that? And in the comics, it, you know, Thanos is ridiculous. He just like swats people away, like people like the Hulk just like flicks him away with two fingers. You know, he just obliterates everybody with ease. But right around the corner, guys, right around the corner, I'll be one of the first people in line to see Infinity War. So, but let's talk about, let's get off of Marvel. Let's talk about Black Mirror. Black Mirror is a Netflix produced episodic series. It's like sci-fi horror, kind of like in the realm of Twilight Zone. I was putting it off for a long time because I kind of was like, I don't know, I was kind of judging it. I was hating on it a little bit, like, oh, Black Mirror, what the hell. But that actually might have worked out for me because I got to catch up on four seasons and it was a treat for me to just sit there and binge watch them. So yeah, I sat there, I binge watched them. Some of the episodes were fucking phenomenal, like stellar, movie quality good, just amazing. One of them I can mention is, what the hell, I think it's called Dogs. Machine Head. Man, I'm probably messing this up, but I think it's Machine Head is the name of the episode. It's in season four. The last season or the latest season, and it's got these killer like droid bots, like they're called Dogs, and it's the fucking episode is chilling. It's just amazing. It's a crazy episode. That's an awesome episode. There's one with these robotic bees, which is pretty stellar. What else? Yeah, the show, it just had great episodes. You know, the very last episode of season four was great. Some of them were snoozers. I mean, some episodes were definitely snoozers. What I like about the show is they have pretty known actors, not like A-listers, but you see some people in there that have been in a lot of different things, which I thought was cool. I recommend it. I recommend Black Mirror. It's not going to be for everybody. You're not going to find every episode amazing, but a lot of them are like, they are amazing, you know? So yeah, I recommend Black Mirror. If I can letter grade Black Mirror, and it's kind of tough because it's episodes that make up a whole series, but I'm going to give the series as a whole, mixing in, averaging the bad with the good, I'll give Black Mirror a B. But I gotta say that the episodes that are good are A's. You know, like, you have to catch some of these episodes. But anyway, guys, that's gonna wrap up this episode of the podcast. If you like the content, enjoy the podcast, and you haven't subscribed, you can subscribe on iTunes. We're having a little issue with updating episodes on iTunes, but you can listen to episodes on YouTube. We have a Twitter page, Facebook page. Please like, subscribe, share. If you enjoy the podcast. And that's it, guys. We'll catch you with the next episode. Until then, take care.